Being an owl, Aluko was not over fond of sunlit afternoon teas. He preferred the indoor shadows. Moreover, he had also vowed to guard the big emerald in his candle sconce by Martin the Warrior's tapestry. The Abbey building was practically deserted, most Red Wallers having taken themselves outdoors, enjoying the summer day. Aluko visited the kitchens, choosing his own afternoon tea. A small wooden bowl filled with candied chestnuts, and a wedge of hazelnut and celery cheese. A little flask of old elderberry wine proved too tempting, so he took that also. Making his way to Great Hall, the tawny owl sought out the corner where the legendary Redwall tapestry hung in serene splendour. Green lights emanated from the fabulous orb of the emerald, which had once belonged in one of the eye sockets of the doomed white idol. It was displayed in a candle sconce directly in front of Martin's likeness. Aluko loved the tranquil solitude of the deserted hall. In its centre, the worn floor stones were softened by varying pastel hues of sunlight pouring through the high stained crystal windows. The tawny owl found a shadowed niche alongside one of the immense sandstone columns. Settling down there, he did full justice to his improvised tea, emptying the bowl and draining the wine flask. Through the hallowed silence, he caught far-off echoes from the orchard. It was Sister Violet, accompanied by Bosie's fiddle-like instrument. She was singing a beautiful old summer song of sentimental love.
Far away from noise and bustle I would be, where sun doth kiss the blooms and warm the stone. By still green lakes I'd wander peacefully, midst their mossy banks I'd wait for him alone. Watched only by small birds and butterflies,
combination of good food, wine and sweet song was fast closing Aluko's eyes. Then a rustling sound passed close to him. The tawny owl blinked as he wandered dozily out of his niche.
Hello, who is...
A figure heavily hooded and cloaked laid him low with a single blow. Aluko fell stunned to the floor. The verdant light of the doom-white emerald was extinguished as the phantom figure stowed it in the folds of its robe. As the thief stepped over the fallen bird, something dropped by Aluko's side. The intruder padded swiftly off, leaving the empty sconce and the owl groaning softly as he tried to rise.